The Euro Allegiance podcast is brought to you in part by the generosity of our wonderful Patreon supporters. Visit patreon.com/ The Euro Allegiance podcast for bonus episodes, behind the scenes content, merchandise, and more. Now, let's get to this week's show.
My wallet is sobbing. I can hear it in the hall now. It is breaking down crying.
It turns out that Attila, the arrogant so-and-so, he's got a fake hammer.
Oh, a fake?
Yeah.
Whoa.
As I say, dick.
Well, hello there and welcome to the Euro Allegiance podcast 2024. It's season two of the European Euro Allegiance podcast, episode 47. We've made it through the Christmas period. We've made it through the New Year's Eve, one of my least favourite nights of the year. I don't know about you guys, but I've kind of gotten over it after my early 20s. I've had enough of it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say I've been miserable since my early 20s, so I stopped doing it very early.
Yeah, just go to bed, wake up the next day. It's a new year.
I did do stuff, but yeah, it's kind of the easiest thing possible if I'm doing anything, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Drink until 5 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That wasn't necessarily my intention.
The only reason I even made midnight was because those my two nephews and my daughter were like, no, we've got to stay until midnight, we've got to stay until midnight. And then it turned midnight and everybody just went to, well, yeah, within 20 minutes everyone was in bed. Like, yeah, done.
Yeah, they used to have fireworks here, but now they've banned them. It's kind of really taken the atmosphere out of...
Really?
You opened the door, there was just nobody in the street. There used to be people in the street. You could have a little chat and, you know, whatever, hug. But nothing. It was just dead.
No, the people two doors down from us, it's like Armageddon. There's so many fireworks going off in their back garden.
Oh,
it's just like some sort of alien invasion. It's ridiculous.
Okay, I didn't know.
For about 5 minutes, and then it stops, and it's just like, okay.
Are fireworks allowed in the UK? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Virtually encouraged.
Okay, because I think they're banned in Ireland, or we never had them anyway. I mean, there is obviously public fireworks, but like, you know, you can't buy them anywhere or anything like that. But yeah, now that I remember, I think people used to go over to Northern Ireland to get them. So yeah, that figures now what you're saying.
Yeah. I really wish they were still banned so my noisy neighbours couldn't do what they did. But yeah, there we go.
And anyone with the dog wishes they were banned, I suppose, as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we had a dog with us actually for the evening, but she wasn't too bad with the fireworks, luckily.
Okay. Very good. Well, and how about the Christmas? How's the Christmas for you, Mal?
Yeah, it was nice. I hung out with the folks for a couple of days and just ate a lot of food and watched movies. Can't complain.
No, sounds like a good little holiday, yeah. Mm-hmm. Were you watching movies on the TV, old style, or was it a...
No, streaming stuff, streaming, you know, stuff. Whatever new sort of Christmas films we could find, yeah.
Very good. And you, Rich?
Yeah, it was okay. It was without being too much of a downer, but it was the first one since my dad passed away.
So
that took the edge off slightly. Yeah. But I was up with my mum, so that was really nice sort of thing. And, you know, we enjoyed ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
My child also announced 3 days before Christmas that she didn't believe in Father Christmas anymore.
Oh, okay.
So that took some of the shine off it as well. It's like, oh, it's Christmas ruined, but there we go.
You should have just taken her presents back and said, that's what happens if you don't believe in Santa Claus. He heard you.
I actually haven't seen a single Christmas film yet this year.
Oh, wow.
I intend watching at least Scrooged, because that's my favourite. So I'll be watching at least that before we get out of January.
I did watch that for the first time. I thought it was good. Yeah, enjoyed it. It's funny. And off the wall. Completely off the wall.
Oh, bonkers. Yeah, totally bonkers.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the Ghost of Christmas Past is a New York cabbie. It's just...
Yeah, exactly. Jacob Marley is some retired guy playing golf.
Yeah, crazy. It's very clever.
Yeah, very well done.
What about you, John? How was your Christmas?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, quiet one here with the family. Just my wife and kids, and I made the Christmas dinner as usual. You know, they don't have the same Christmas dinner tradition, I guess, that you guys and I have. So, yeah, we had a chicken, not a turkey, because not enough of us, and a bit of ham stuffing, roast vegetables, all that kind of stuff, roast potatoes, gravy, you know.
Sounds good.
Yeah, lots of bacon stuffed with stuffing, you know. Eating it for a few days afterwards, toasted sandwiches, everything. But yeah, absolutely enjoyed it. Relaxed. Definitely relaxed.
I find that ironic now, you know. Christmas is a whole turkey thing. Yeah, we had so much pork product on our table, you know.
Yeah.
Pigs in blankets, sausage meat. You know, the stuffing had pork in it. There was a ham.
Yeah,
there was the turkey.
Yeah, there is a lot more ham than you think of if you do it right. That's for sure. Yeah, and then I got back into a bit of painting, which was good as well. Had a little bit of time for that, and escaped down to the room and did a little bit of painting. Got started on some stuff. Got finished on some stuff that I had done. Kind of started before Legion's Con and kind of didn't get done and just left at the side, and so. Decided to finish up a few pieces and get started on a few new ones, and got lots of deliveries. I mean, even today, got Planetary Dogs order from early December. And we got stuff in from you, Rich. You sent me some stuff.
Yep.
And also stuff you ordered from Prop Masters came here as well.
Prop Masters as well, yeah.
So lots of stuff. So you'll be getting a package at some stage in the next month or two, hopefully. All going well.
So. It sounds like you're muling for me, John, but it is just stuff you need to paint.
Yes, so just exactly. So yeah. There's nothing dodgy, illegal, or whatever going on here. Yeah,
including that that awesome cannon, hand cannon. That's
I didn't think that was. It's hard to tell on the screen, you know, because it kind of looks as big as that small gun that you got, the vampire gun. But obviously, the price difference tells you there must be something. And it's a proper ogre scale cannon, basically,
and it will be wielded by an ogre as well. So yeah,
so have you got an ogre already done for him or for
yes, the I'm using a half giant body, so I've had a torso and head that I commissioned with Prop Masters, and they've been painted up now to go with that. So yeah, once the cannon's done, then I'll do a couple of little highlights on the half giant armor, and then that's good to go.
And what faction is that in?
It's a separate faction that I've done. I'm calling them Ogryn faction.
Ogryn.
So it's ogres and their goblin, like, servant type sort of things. So
not House of the Noble Leans. Bear, no?
No, it's not Noble Bear, no.
Oh, that's a shame.
I like the idea of goblins with ogres, the size difference. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it's nicking a few bits and bobs from Warhammer, obviously, but I love the idea of that sort of thing. Yeah. The guy with the cannon. Another one on the head you got, John, actually, from Planetary today is going to be, well, hopefully you'll paint that up for me.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a tiny little goblin-type creature that's going to carry a cannonball to go in the cannon.
Is that the masked goblin head? Is it?
It is the masked goblin head, yeah.
Very cool. Is that going on a goblin body then, I guess, yeah, or small?
It's goblin body, but I'm going to use the... Wolf King Customs mouse hands and feet to make it really short.
Okay, cool.
I want it to be a tiny little one. Like, yeah, that goes along and helps.
That sounds cool, yeah. And do we feel recharged after the Christmas or more stressed than ever?
Yeah. I can't say recharged is how I feel personally, but it was a nice relaxing time off still.
Are you back in work already?
yeah, that's what I was gonna do. I was thinking that was more like it, having to get up early 2 days in a row.
And is it kind of back straight into it, or is there a little bit of easing into it?
It's been reasonably quiet. We have a few things we have to do, like, you know, everyday tasks first thing in the morning. So it's I'd rotated myself on to do both of them. To give other people, yeah, because I'm so nice. Yeah. To give other people a bit of, a lying in the mornings. So,
wow, That's a.
I'm a kind soul.
You think the people with children would do that? You know, because they have to be up anyway with their kids, like especially the ones with small kids.
Well, none of the people with kids are actually in this week.
Oh no!
No, they've all had an extra few days off.
Oh, isn't that good for them? Yeah. And you, Rich?
All right.
You're back. You were back very early.
Back, yeah, I only took a day and a half leave actually over the period. So I worked two of the 3 days in between Christmas and New Year, which is weird. I haven't done that for donkey's years, and it was really nice and quiet. Plenty to do, but, you know, hardly anybody in, so you just got on with it. And then this week, the 2 days so far, I've just been flat out busy, which is really annoying.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So, but there we go.
Do you have year-end stuff or what? Or is it?
Not really, no. The stuff that my team does, sort of the autumn period and the spring period are both really, really busy.
Yeah.
And then it slows down a little bit in the summer, but not a huge amount, but a little bit. So it's a case of just, you know, cracking on now for the next three, 4 months maybe, and then it should ease off a little bit.
Okay, wow. Sounds like fun.
No, I can confirm it is not fun.
Yeah. I kind of got used to, especially over the Christmas, got used to sleeping a bit longer in the morning, and that's not going to be good now when school starts up and all that stuff again. So I need to...
See, I threw my body completely out of whack because I was getting up at like 10 o'clock.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But I wasn't going to sleep till like 1:30, so my body was just...
You just changed like, your body.
Doesn't know it's coming or going now.
Yeah. Now, I had a couple of nights where I went to bed before midnight and got, and like this was maybe a day after Christmas or something, and got up at like 10 or 11. Yeah, that was, I've never done that before. I was actually wondering if there was something wrong with me. But then the next day, that was a little bit more normal, you know. It was 8 hours, but yeah, as you say, just a different allocation of the 8 hours than normal.
It's amazing the difference. My good lady wife, bless her, is always saying to me, look, just go to bed before midnight. Go to bed before midnight, you'll feel better. Even if you don't, you might have less sleep, but you'll feel better. And I think finally I might admit she's actually onto something because, as I said, I got up late a few days and I felt terrible still. So.
Yeah, getting up late is a disaster because the whole morning's gone and then you're running behind all day if you've anything to do. Yeah, so even if you're off, you know. Obviously, if you're working, it's a real disaster because you're late for work. But I go to bed before 12. I try to anyway. But yeah, it's kind of tough sometimes when, especially when you had smaller kids, because you kind of, you know, you wanted those hours in the evening to kind of.
Yes.
But you also knew that they were going to get up early. And yeah, so you kind of needed to make a decision. Yeah. And any Christmas presents or anything? Anything exciting? No? Too old for that?
Nah, nothing particularly. Yeah. You know. When it was just sort of the odd bits and pieces, you know, nothing particularly interesting, so to speak.
No, I got 3 action figures as part of my stuff. So I got
cool.
A couple of G.I. Joe classifieds. And then most excitingly for me, I got my first Jada Toys Street Fighter figure. So I got a Chun-Li, which is incredible. It's really good, really well done figure. I mean, it's a bit, I've got a lot of Storm collectible Street Fighter stuff, which is probably a better figure.
Yeah.
But the scale's way off. They're massive, the Storm collectible ones. And they cost £100 each. Whereas this is like, you know, 24, 25 quid, super poseable. So yeah, I will be diving wholeheartedly into the Jada Toys Street Fighter line now, and my Storm collectible ones will be going on to the Jones 1, 2, 3, 4.
Very good. So if you're into those, keep an eye on that eBay site or eBay user.
eBay user, yeah.
Yeah, or very eBay user. Over user.
Over, yeah. eBay paying off the credit card debt user.
Yeah, I got my headphones and I'm very happy. They're very comfortable. They feel like I could wear them for a long time and not get too, because I know that, you know, these over-the-ear headphones, when you wear them for too long, they do get a little bit kind of uncomfortable. But no, these are very nice. I wore them for an hour or two already over Christmas, kind of doing stuff on the computer, and I actually didn't realize I had them on at some stage. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you guys, but the stuff I got from my wife and my daughter, it was not toy related in any way. My wife was like, no, I wanted something that wouldn't be toy connected or podcast connected mm-hmm. or anything like that. So I've given you other things to do. So there's various bits and bobs, but one of them is a really thick hardback book with maps of historical battles and the battle wow. formations and talking you through what happened. It's just right up my street, that sort of thing. So yeah,
really nerdy.
Really proper nerdy. Yeah, so she suitably distracted me from toys for a bit so far. Yeah,
but you can just set up your figures in those battle formations. No.
I think I might need to buy a few more. So here come the 20,000 Macedonians.
Legion builders. Yeah, there you go. Reinforcements wave. Yeah. Just buy the entire
reinforcements wave. Yeah.
That would be fun, huh?
But no, it's a great book. I'm thoroughly enjoying that. So
that's excellent. Cool. And then what about resolutions? I know, Rich, you were talking about you had one resolution to completely redo your collecting space in 3 days.
Yeah, so I never do New Year's resolutions. I don't see the point. I'd never stick to them. But one thing I am definitely 100% doing, because I've taken time off work for it in advance now, is completely redoing my display room. It's a pigsty at the moment, quite frankly. It's a mess. There's figures that have fallen over that I've not bothered putting back up. It's a disgrace. So in a couple of weeks' time, I've got the Saturday, the Sunday, because we've got nothing on, and then I've taken the Monday off work as well. So 3 whole days just to take everything out. I've got some slightly bigger boards to make the shelves deeper to get more figures on, so I'm going to redo all that. Possibly put some lighting in. I'll see how adventurous I'm feeling. And then make some risers, some wooden risers, and then put the figures back on and get more figures in there, sort of thing. So it's going to be quite the 3 days. Bless them. I've even persuaded my good lady wife that she's willing to sleep downstairs on the sofa the first night so I can cover our bed with toys. So... and then start getting them back in the room days 2 and 3. I'll sleep on a chair in the back room somewhere.
Don't you need to be in good health, you know, to do all this work for the 3 days, you know?
No, it'll give me something to moan about as well. So that'll fuel me. That'll keep me going.
Very good. We'll get load up on the...
Yeah, so that's a huge... Yeah, but watch out for photos, everybody, of the various stages of it.
Yeah, we should definitely do that, yeah. And you, Mal, anything?
I don't want to call it a resolution because the aim is to just, you know, keep it up. It's a bit of lifestyle change, get exercising a bit more. I know it's a lot of people say that, but I desperately need to.
Doesn't even if everyone says it, it doesn't make it any less relevant to yourself. Oh, no. You know, no, or not.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I keep trying to lose weight, changing my diet, and that's not working. Because I like food too much and I comfort eat. So I'm like, well, the way to combat that is exercise more. So I need to just get exercising more.
Very good. Well, best of luck on that. Yeah, I'm going to try and...
I need it.
Yeah, I'm going to try and cut out the sweet stuff, definitely. I think that would help me a lot. Because that's where I end up eating more, is I just start on the snacks and then never stop. So if I just don't start each day, you know... Just very bad after dinner to just, you know, I'll have a biscuit, I'll have a bar of chocolate. Oh no, here I go. And then the rest of the day you're craving sugar. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, my plan is to cut out, or virtually cut out takeaways, which is ironic because we had a takeaway tonight.
virtually. <then.
laughs> But, you know, in the next week or so, we're starting.
Yeah, work up to it. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. I haven't done any exercise yet, but I will do.
But we eat too many takeaways. It costs, you know, the cost of takeaways nowadays is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It'll help the wallet and it'll help the waistline. So,
yeah, it's gone up a lot. The restaurant stuff. Yeah. Yeah. You really notice it if you've been to a restaurant that you used to go to a lot and then you haven't been for a while. And then you go back in, you look at the price and you're like, whoa, this used to cost whatever, 10 and now it's 15. You know, it's kind of been that way. I've seen that a lot in the different places. So, yeah, it's a bit dangerous, but what can you do? Everything is costing more, except Mythic Legions, for the moment.
Yeah.
For the moment.
But if anybody wants any bargains in Mythic Legions, go to the Jones 1234.
Exactly, yeah. You can get them for at least twice retail.
Don't tell them that.
Yeah, exactly. It depends what retail. Maybe if it's twice the Four Horsemen price, that's not too bad. Twice the retail price is tough.
No, I'm actually, in the past, I've always gone, right, okay, this is what these things seem to be selling for. I'll be a little bit cheaper than that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go crazy. And now it's just like, yeah, I'm going to knock a chunk off and then just get rid of them. Clear up some space, get them out of the house.
Yeah, well, you'll definitely feel like that after doing your renovations and all that. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Once that's done, then it's keeping things tidy. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to continue trying to keep my place tidy and finish it off. I need to redo the shelves. That's what I need to do. I mean, I have things are displayed and everything is fine, but a lot of the new stuff I got last year is still kind of waiting to be displayed. And I think the reason it is because I kind of need to redo some of the shelves to make space or to rearrange or, you know, certain factions maybe don't fit in the shelf anymore. So that can make it a bit tricky then, you know, trying to squeeze. You don't want to have one shelf where you've figures all squeezed on and then all the other shelves are looking a bit more sparse. Doesn't really look great. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Will you guys be amazed to hear that I have a spreadsheet in production at the moment with all the figures and where they're going to go and which factions on which shelf and where they're going next to each other and all this sort of stuff. So,
excellent, excellent. Well, shall we get on to the next part of the show?
Let's do it.
So if any of you caught us on the Shooting the Shelf live stream on Christmas Eve, there was definitely a good few people that I recognised there. We talked at the very end of that about launching Patreon for this podcast. And we thought about it for a while and we've decided to give it a go, see what happens, bring some people along, maybe make our own community a bit from it and see what happens. And obviously try and produce a bit more content. So we're going to launch a Patreon basically when this episode is published. The Patreon will be up and available as well. It'll be patreon.com/theurallegiancepodcast. But you can also find the link in the episode description. And on, if you've seen the Facebook post or the Instagram post, it'll be linked there. We're going to try and put some bonus episodes up on the Patreon. We're going to try and give people maybe early access to stuff like merchandise, behind the scenes content. So for example, Rich's remodel, I'm sure we'll get a lot of stuff there. Along with that, we're going to launch a Discord server for the podcast there. I know a lot of people are maybe connected to the Cabal through Facebook and people through Instagram. And we kind of feel, well, I definitely feel there's enough Facebook groups out there and we have a Facebook page and you generally don't have a lot of control about what goes on in those things. And I'm not talking about controlling what people do, but just keeping track of stuff. And, you know, if you see a post, a cool post, it can sometimes just disappear from your feed and then you don't find it back again. So we wanted to launch a community where we can maybe have people together on this Discord server. You can do a lot of cool things there, like we can run video chats, we can run voice chats. So we're going to try a bit of that, see what sort of engagement we get from the community. And obviously the patrons can shape that. So we're going to launch with a $5 tier, which is also €5 and £4.50 UK. That's the way Patreon does it. So they do the conversion there. So that's basically less than the price of a pint. I don't know, guys, can you get a pint for less than £4.50 where you guys are?
Odd place, but not many these days.
I was going to say, yeah, it's few and far between nowadays.
It's the dodgy end of town if you want to get a pint for less than that, isn't it?
Yeah. Spit and sawdust, as my mate used to call them.
Yeah. So
the flat beer joints.
So that's what it is. We'll hopefully do two bonus episodes a month. I know lots of people also over the time we've been doing that have, you know, been asked for us to do stuff on YouTube. And we're going to try and do a bit more of that, maybe involve even some of the Patreons in that from time to time, or if somebody wants to come on and chat with us, and we can do a live stream where that can also be possible to do on Discord, just a video chat with everybody. So we can see how that goes and where it brings us. But definitely a couple of more YouTube live streams maybe this year from us could definitely be something that the Patreon lets us do and gives us the kind of bandwidth to do. We will also have a $10 tier, which is if you want to give us a little bit more on that side of it. And that will open up to some merchandise. You'll get some merchandise every couple of months. If you stay on the $10 tier, we'll try and look after you there. We generally will. We're quite generous people, you know, at the end of the day. And we'll try and offer as well some video tutorials. So if anyone wants to get into customizing or is into customizing and wants to do a bit more, or wants to learn some new stuff, I'm definitely happy to do some video tutorials. And obviously that will be shaped on the demand and what people want. Also, I'm very familiar these days with audio production for this podcast. So if anyone wants any advice on that, if they want to start doing their own stuff, be it on YouTube or in the area of podcasting, or just be on a podcast with their with other friends, then can definitely help them out. I've helped some people already so far. So yeah, let's see if that's of interest to anybody. Also, collecting advice. I mean, that's kind of an underrated thing, and it's a thing that can take a lot of time. I mean, Rich with these spreadsheets, he can definitely point you in the direction of how to create a collecting spreadsheet and get you in control of your life, like he is himself.
Well, I can give you good tips that I don't follow myself, but yes, I can certainly hand out expert tips. That's fine.
Exactly. So, and then we also are hoping to launch a project in the 3D printing realm with the help of some people in the community later in the year, and that would be on the $10 tier. And obviously, someone that's been on the $10 tier for a while before that launches will get we'll get into that at no further cost to themselves. So that could be interesting for people. So that's basically it. There is also a $20 tier, and that's just if you want to give us more money. If you're exceptionally generous, there won't be any more benefits for the moment on that one, but we put it there anyway because you never know. You don't get unless you put it up there, you know, because you can't join the $10 tier twice. We put up the 20, you know. Should have put it to 100, but you know.
20 can get an extra big hug from us at Legion's Con.
Oh, or a three-way hug, how about that? Yeah, so that's basically it. We're going to launch that, see how it goes. The other important thing for the Patreon is that if you join in January 2024, so in the first month of the Patreon, I'm putting up for raffle the hippo custom that I did for Legion's Con that didn't sell. It was going for, I was trying to sell it for $220 at Legion's Con, maybe dropped it down to 200. Comes with a lot of stuff. So that would definitely be worth getting your hands on. That also comes with a dwarf head that matches it. So if you don't want to make it a hippo, it can be a dwarf. I'll put up a picture of it with this episode and also on the Patreon page. So you can get to see it there. And that's for anybody, anyone, anywhere in the world. That'll be sent if you win the draw. And if you're on the $5 tier, you'll get one entry to the raffle. The $10 tier, two entries. The $20 tier, four entries to the raffle. We'll run a wheel on a live stream at some stage in February for that one. So even if you just want to join for the month and get in on that, why not? And then maybe you'll like it so much that you'll stay on board. So that's our hope anyway. That's our pitch to you. So anything else to say on that, guys?
I can confirm with the figure giveaway, having seen it up close myself at Legion's Con, it may not have sold, but it's an awesome figure. So do enter, people, do enter.
Agreed. The paint app is very, very nice on it.
There you go, yeah. So
on the extra episodes, I mean, it'll, as you said, John, it'll be off topic and things, you know, about movies or exactly, that sort of thing. So you can hear me, if you like the sound of me moaning and complaining about things, you can hear me properly have a go at various directors and actors and that sort
maybe
of stuff.
Maybe we even launch a mini series, Rich's Moans, you know?
That sounds like something very different. It's not does. That on Patreon.
Riches.
Although
Riches bitches. Riches bitches. Yes. There you go.
Yeah. Riches bitches. Still, copyright still not that. Sounding great. But we'll work on it. We'll
yeah, that yeah, doesn't sound great either. Yeah.
I don't want it competing with the YouTube channel I've already got, Riches Whinges. It's like, you know.
Oh, have you? Oh, nice. We'll have to include that.
The pay-per-view. Then. No, I'm not going to get it. I was going to say, then the pay-per-view, Riches Minges.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a bit late, yeah, a bit late on the draw there, but thought I would do it anyway.
Oh, dear.
But just, yeah, just
and there'll be more it is, blue it is a whole... content if you...
Yeah, no, there won't. There won't.
No.
I was about to say it's wholesome, but if we're doing film reviews, I will be swearing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, I'm a member of toy podcast Patreons, and I promise you we'll try and deliver more bonus content than they do, for sure. Probably wouldn't be that hard, but yeah, we'll definitely try and do that.
I think the key thing for listeners here too is the three of us are really looking forward to doing this.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Not like a half-assed thing to make some money. It's, you know, we are looking forward to doing the extra content and that sort of stuff. And,
yeah.
I mean, you know, the upcoming projects and that sort of stuff.
Yeah. The extra money will just help us make the podcast better. It's not a question of trying to guilt people into giving us money. You know, you decide yourself. This is entirely up to you. You can still happily listen to our hopefully weekly episodes as we go along. The podcast won't change in that regard. This is just extra stuff because we wanted to do more stuff in regards to other stuff than just Legions. And rather than just change the podcast or launch a second podcast, we thought this would be the best way of doing it. And then we'll branch it out from there, you know. And as you've seen, from time to time, we do drop other stuff into the podcast that's not Legions related, especially when it's a quieter time for Legions. And be nice to expand upon that and also go into other areas, you know. And if we're going to talk about a film, you know, I'm going to try and, like, if I don't know the film that well, I'll invest time in actually watching it properly to come to the discussion. You know,
absolutely.
That kind of stuff I want to do rather than just, you know, try and do it from memory of watching it 10 years ago. Maybe where one of us knows a bit more about it because they really like it. Yeah, so. Let's see where it goes. We hope that you can join us on the board for the trip. And it's very exciting, very excited. And if you're one of the first ones, you're going to be in the draw for the figure. And we're going to have a chance to keep you on board, which is all we're looking for, really. Isn't that it?
Yep.
And then coming back to our top 10 episode or top figures of the year episode, we asked for some feedback from the community for people. So we got a couple in various places. And this is where something like the Discord would be nice to wrap that up into the one place rather than having to pull it from Facebook, Instagram posts and different shared posts and et cetera, et cetera. So, we got some people giving us some feedback. One thing I wanted to bring up, I watched a couple of top tens from the different YouTubers, for example, especially our friend Bill from Dorkler. And I noticed he didn't have Novi and Lean even in his top 10. And we all rated him very highly, Novi and Lean. So any reactions to that rather than Mal is just... podcasting,
shake your head.
Podcasting gold, Bomb shaking his head. Yeah.
No. I mean, he explained his rating system very well. It was probably more scientific than it has, and it made a lot of sense. The everything he had on there,
yeah. But to get his top 10 was for, he picked his top 10 based on the 10 figures that he liked, and then he used his rating system to rank them 1 to 10. So. I think he's still out for the criticism then.
Absolutely utter rubbish, all of it.
So we're basically saying he doesn't know what he's talking about then.
Explain yourself, Bill. Explain yourself.
Yeah.
No, it was very good. video as ever.
What have you got against Novi and Lean? You know, start the campaign.
He's obviously greenest. That's what it is.
Yeah. Or what's Novi? He's not a lizard.
Doesn't like lizard men.
Some sort of lizard man. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't like what's the guy's name from Star Wars? Bosk. Maybe he's not a fan. Although I think he is.
Or the Predator.
The Predator again. Another influence there. So shall we go through a couple of these, all of the ones that we got, and maybe tell them where they went wrong and where they went right?
Yep, sounds good.
So the first one we had up was Brad Johnson. So he gave us first the top 10 released. Monkey King, good choice, I think, yeah.
Yep, Duban. A lot of people's number one.
Yeah, Duban. I think we were, we all had Duban for race.
We did.
Ranked fairly highly. Oleg Tiger Havalkatar. That's the deluxe one, isn't it, with the suit?
Yeah, it is.
Grave Ring is the lizardy kind of skin guy. Kragnar, number four. Another good pick, I think. Solid. Yeah, couldn't really argue there. Zarian Spire. Interesting. A lot of people like her. Novi and Lean.
He gets in there.
Number six.
Number six, oh, but yeah. He gets in there.
These are mostly cosmic as well. It's interesting, isn't it? I saw Trevor actually trying to backpack on his love of Zarian Spire a bit. So on the last Legion's Lounge show. But then he eventually said, okay, I'll put her in one of my top spots. Just a note. Number seven, Sligor. So another cosmic for Brad. Number eight, Ayas. So people posting pictures of Ayas with his poor broken hand. I don't know, I must have got a good one. That's all I can say.
Yeah, same.
But no bother.
Same.
Yeah, there must just be some out there that aren't as good. Number nine, Vorga. Again, no arguments there. But a lot of cosmics. And Canox Bull, number 10. So he had Monkey King, number one, okay, and Duban, number two, and then the rest was cosmic. So interesting list, Brad.
Yeah.
It is. I think
Sorry, Rich.
I was going to say, I certainly said in our show, our review of the year sort of thing, that it was just a slower year for Mythics. Yes, there was a lot of figures, but there weren't any big time ones particularly sort of thing. You know, we'd had Poxus, and I think it'd have been a different story, but I think everyone went towards Cosmics because of that. Whereas next year, it's probably going to be mainly Mythics.
Yeah, I think next year's going to be, just spoilers for what we talk about later, but next year's going to be a big year for Mythics in hand, as much as this year, I should say, is going to be a big year for Mythics in hand, isn't it? Because we saw a step up between the Mythics we were getting previous year to what we got in hand last year, 2023, but then the stuff that was being revealed was another step up again from what we were getting in hand, wasn't it? It was... And a big jump, like, you know, getting much more in the way of cloth goods and, you know, movability, et cetera,
yeah, parts. For sure. I mean, but like I played around again a bit with Monkey King over the Christmas, swapping bits around, and wow, he's a great figure. And the Cosmics, I have to say, the Cosmics are, if you compare Wave 1 Cosmic maybe to Wave 1 Mythic, you can see the progression in where they've come from.
I think it's nice because what they're doing with it, because they are, as you say, they're clearly, you can see where they've learnt from what they've done in Mythics and are applying new things and creating new things, but they're not rushing to throw everything out there at once. They're building their parts, and I think, you know, we'll see some really cool stuff in the coming years for that.
And I do agree that when I went through the top 10, I actually realised, it wasn't that crazy a year for Mythics that we got in hand. Really, the All-Stars wave was the big thing that we got. And obviously the Legion builders, but they're great figures, but they generally don't fit into the role of top figure of the year. You know, no matter what you say, when you compare Monkey King to one of them, you know, there's a big difference. Right, shall we go into Brad's top 10 anticipated then? So this was, I was glad some people just picked their own topics and what they wanted to send, and that's kind of what I hoped they would do, rather than try and do what exactly what we did. So this makes it a bit more interesting. Top 10 anticipated. So he's going straight for Rich in the heart. Atlas number one.
Oh, come on, Brad.
I thought we were friends, Brad. No, I can't blame you there, Brad. I think Mal is nodding away again. Podcasting goals, yeah.
Yeah. Will he be changing his name to Broda soon as well?
Maybe.
Properly embrace it.
He's got Bodvar the Bear next. I mean, Atlas and Bodvar, so I see where he's doing here. I see Exiles Under the Mountain, so he's a Noble Bear fan for sure. Now I'm really getting down with him. Tarnog number four. This is one I cannot wait to get.
Coming soon. Yeah. Coming soon.
The brute scale orc. The happy orc even. Number five, Neve. Great figure. Noble Bear. Rich's favorite. Kern Ray. Again, this was up on our top picks as well. Kalian Shun. Again, he's speaking your language, Mal. I think you'd get on well with Brad, Mal, by the sounds of it.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Arakagor. Again, can't wait for Arakagor. Arakagor and Scourge. Because, having not been at PowerCon, Scourge will be brand new to me and I guess to all of us. So he's going to be very exciting to get in hand. Sir Uk Jack then as well. Hopefully we get him next year. That would be really nice. We shouldn't we, Necronominus? I think we're maybe...
Yeah.
All-Star 6 might be the one that doesn't quite get here next year. Well, let's see. We'll talk about that later. And Brodor, number 10. So that was one. It was my number one from the Red Suns wave. So, yeah, Brad, I think we could definitely get along just fine. Anything else to say there? We move on. Okay.
To move on to somebody who hopefully picks less than a bear.
Well, one of our friends from Legions Con and one of our big supporters online as well is Kevin Boots. He listened to a lot of our stuff when he was doing his commutes over Christmas time, and before Christmas even. So that was nice to hear back from him. He enjoyed it. His top
five. Does he refer to his trips as boots commutes?
No, but he should now. Yeah. There you go, Kevin. Yeah. That's something to trademark. Yeah. Boots commutes. He could maybe even start a show around that. Number one, Novian Lean. Okay, Kevin, you're welcome. You can stay.
Yeah,
number two, Xylernian Guard. Excellent as well. With the shield and everything. He's one, as I said before, I might regret not having more of. The Mask of the Red Death. Wow, interesting. Number three. So he rates the Mask of the Red Death above the Monkey King then. That's an interesting choice. I suppose maybe it just shows what type of figure he likes in terms of, the more deathy kind of scary type of figure. Number five was War of the Aetherblight Female Elf Builder. She definitely went under the radar for a few people, although she was one of those ones that was quite healthy on the aftermarket. I think people were going after her. And number five, Oleg Tiger Havalkatar. So I think a solid top five there. If they were your only top five figures you got in 2023 from Legions,
you got some good ones, you got some beauts
there. Yeah, absolutely. And then top five, most anticipated. So number one is Thrace Wraithhaler. That's a good one. Yeah. Again, shows Kevin's kind of, the kind of diversity of figure he's into. He's thinking like a photographer, you see. I can already see it, And he has some great pictures with the females. Obviously, we talked about his picture with the Valkyrie lady from Noble Bear. What's her name again? Freya. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Two, Arakagor. Cool as well, yeah. Number three, though, we might have a problem here now, Kevin. Blue Hagnon.
Don't listen to them, Kevin. I'm a Hagnon fan as well, so
there's no might involved. We have a problem.
Houston, we have a problem. Or as they say in Northern Ireland, we have a little situation. Before they shoot you in the legs. Number four. I can say this in Irish, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You don't even know who I'm talking about there, you know, either. It could be one or the other, one side or the other, you know. Number four.
And just to confirm, before anyone panics, we will not be kneecapping people we disagree with that Legion's call.
We're lovers here, you know. Number four, Callie and Shun. Good shout as well. Yeah, I think think the females are, I think they're up in the game a bit of the females, and I'm interested to see. Yeah, and definitely. If the ankles can be, you know, up to scratch, then I think we'll have no problem in the future with the females. And all the Figura, I think that's a good call. We didn't kind of think about that.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it wasn't Jacob Murray that Nate Birch was drawing when we were chatting to him. It was probably too soon, too close to the release. So he must.
No, I think it was.
Oh, you think it was? Oh, we must.
We can ask him now. Yeah,
Well, there you go. We'll drop him a message during the week, and maybe we'll report it back next week if we think about it. And unlike other podcasts, we will think about it because we'll make a note. And because I listened to this about 10 times before I uploaded. So there you go.
When John says we'll make a note, John means he'll make a note, because me and Al are rubbish at this sort of stuff.
We're inclusive.
Then he might direct Rich to contact.
Make a note, outsource. No, I'm not my brother. So top five reveals. Neve, number one. Again, another female. I think we know Kevin is a fan of. Oh, wow. Now, this is an interesting one. Number two. It belt is. Pack one. So he wants a bit more variety for his shots and his displays and whatever.
I think that's a brown one. Yeah.
It's a good shout there. Yeah. I'd forgotten about the belt packs. I'm quite I bought multiples of them as well.
Yeah, I bought quite a few of them as well.
I didn't. I bought the all in. So, but I'm hoping this is the kind of stuff I'm hoping to pick multiples up at things like Legion's Con.
Legion's Con,
Like I got a second of the heads pack to repaint now, so that'll be something on the project.
And nice and easy to fit in luggage.
Yeah, well, especially when you do the Rich Jones and pop them all out of the tray.
I think my aim at this year's Legion's Con is to buy less Four Horsemen figures. Get customs, obviously, but maybe not have to unpack like.
And my aim is to
awesome figures.
Put earplugs on the Monday morning. Manisha Cinderhorn, number three. So another female. Very cool. Number four, Sir Andrew. Yeah, excellent choice. Yeah, he's really, of all the knights now, I'm coming around to maybe him being the one I'm most looking forward to. Although he's got the two Templars, he's got Gideon and the other one.
For me, it's him from the perspective of, I think he's my favourite of the knights we've had revealed.
Yeah.
But I've got a couple of ideas for using the Templar parts for a couple of things. So,
yeah. And Sir Adalric, after having the Valiant Knight in hand, Sir Adalric is going to be very cool.
Yeah, and the thing with Sir Elijah is basically the Valiant Knight, but with some soft goods added as well.
Yep.
So you've got that figure plus the soft goods. So that's a great figure to pick up.
I think our friend Curtis has in the high double figures ordered of him. He has like 20 or something.
He went berserk with the Templars. Yeah, absolutely berserk.
And then just to round out Kevin's top five reveals is Emir Kaspar Scapular 2. So another great one. Yeah.
Very good looking figure. Yeah.
There was a great post this week on the Four Horsemen website, Figure in Focus, Scapular Emir. So with a great little bit of lore on the bottom of it that we will get to in due course. Isn't that right, Mal? He has to let those vocal cords recover from New Year's, and then we'll go through. Right. And then another friend of the show, a friend of also my wife is going to kill me, probably their biggest fan. It's Maverick Salvagin. So nice to have some feedback from Maverick and paying us some attention. That's cool. So top five legions released in 2023. Number one, the Monkey King. Nothing more to say there.
Good shout.
Number two, Mask of the Red Death. So he did cosplay of that at Legion's Con, so I'm not surprised.
Yes, he did. That was good as well.
Yeah,
it was a really good cosplay.
Really good.
Yeah.
He got done a little bit by the fact that the professional cosplayers also did one. Although I have to say, Mavericks was definitely up to the standard. It was just that there was two.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Well, I got a picture with me and Maverick with him wearing it, and I didn't get a picture with me and the guy.
There you go.
Professional guy. So it shows what I think about Mavericks.
Excellent. There you go. Number three is Vorgas Vermilius 2. So another excellent one as well that you'll find out about soon, Rich, when you get him in the sale.
Yes, roll on the reinforcement sale. Yep.
I still haven't ordered my all-in on the Red Suns. To cry at my wallet.
And then, last weekend.
What? Yeah.
I would do this past weekend.
Yeah, but I've got my golf membership to pay. Oh, just all these things. It's awful. It's becoming a tough month. Anyway, first world problems. Number four, Silverhorn Century reissue. Great shout there. Really good figure.
Yeah, great figure.
I had time to mess around with it a bit more and do a bit of part swaps and head swaps on it. It's excellent. Love it. And I actually just like the build with the... I actually like the build best with the Gorgo helmet and the antlers. It's my favourite.
Oh, I like to put the dwarf helmet with the antlers on.
Yeah, that's also cool. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
Oh yeah, it's just a great figure.
Absolutely. And then number five, the Valiant Knight. Well, yeah, absolutely. Amazing figure. Amazing surprise. Can't say much more. Brilliant. So his top five most anticipated releases then. Number one.
I like this one.
What? The 3-foot-tall dragon. We need to pull back the curtain a bit here. We had a little chat about this during the week, didn't we? And we kind of concluded that possibly none of us would be buying a 3-foot dragon if they revealed it. And then we were like, oh, what are we going to do for the show then? That's going to be kind of... So one of us is going to have to take one for the team here.
Volunteer, John.
Or if we're so successful, the horseman can send us one for review or something. I don't know.
I was going to say, we split the cost and we just send it to each other every few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
We could timeshare the dragon. There we go.
Yeah.
Well, or we could fit it to a drone. And then fly it between ourselves, yeah. And every time I've done a bit of painting for Rich, I can just put it into the dragon claws in a little box and send the dragon off to Rich. Sounds perfect.
Suddenly get a lot. Horseman,
you need to include that in your 3-foot-tall dragon if we're going to get one.
Yeah, a little gripping claw.
Gripping claw and the ability to travel between Bristol, Birmingham and Luxembourg, if you will.
I can take him up on the train to Birmingham. That's fine. He can be my travel.
Exactly. What do they call that again?
A support. He'd be my support dragon.
He'd be support dragon. Yeah, perfect.
Emotional support dragon.
That centaur was almost my support centaur on the plane on the way back last year because that was a real struggle to get that in the suitcase.
Absolutely. And Maverick is smart as well, like Kevin. All Figura Obscura releases. Excellent. Cheating a little bit here then with number three, all of Poxus. Sure. All of Poxus, sure. Yeah. But come on, make it big.
Why not? Hey? Yeah.
Number four, an interesting one, possible Year of the Dragon tribute, Golden Dragosaur. I have to say, I must do a bit of Googling on that to see what...
I think it's like a sort of a lizard man kind of thing, I think.
So what do you think? It could be something like Arachogore in just kind of solid gold. Cool. Get yourself a can of Citadel gold spray and do that yourself, no?
That's it. Yeah. I'm just Googling Dragus here as we...
There you go. So Mal will be back with a live update on that. And number five, any and all of the 25 years of the Horseman on 10-year anniversary celebration releases. So that should be fun.
So we're showing our ignorance. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. We're showing our ignorance. Dragus here. It's the race that Arakagor and...
There you go.
I'm guessing is, yeah, nicely done, Maverick. Testing our knowledge.
Wait to show us up and have to make me edit out.
I knew that. I just didn't say it.
Okay, yeah. That's why you were sitting back letting me and Mal make a show of ourselves. Very good. Yeah, well, we kind of knew. We kind of had the instinct, didn't we?
Yeah, I knew it really. Yeah.
So the 25 and 10-year celebration releases, anyone... bring them up later in our little predictions part, no? Yeah, okay,
yes.
let's talk about them later then. top five reveals for 2023. On your shit list again, Rich. Atlas the Conqueror 2. Scapular 2 then tries to make up for it. Then he really tries to make up with it with the Yoshani Kari, who's the Monkey King armor guy with the green head.
Yep.
And then Berodach, which is the... And Serenok. Isn't Berodach the horse, the Templar horse?
No. Is Berodach the yoga-sized baddie? One of the sons of...
Yes. Ah, okay, he's them. Oh, he's that guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is, yeah. He's the opposite to Big Greg, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Big Greg's nemesis.
Oh, God, I can never say that name.
Beulith.
Thank you. Beulith's twin, isn't he, randomly?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, he's another child of Necronominus. Righty-ho. So that was Maverick. Thanks for that, Maverick. Then someone who always gives us feedback on every episode, Justin Anderson. He's awesome, gives us awesome comments every week. I look forward to them. He went with the top five of 2023. He said he's purchased 14 and he's yet to acquire Vorgas 2, the Vampire Phalanx, and the Valiant Knight, which he's very keen to pick up. So I guess they would have made his list. But so he says, number one, Sun Wukong. Wow, just wow. Here is why this year I finally succumbed to buying Legions. So there you go. Monkey King was his in. He's in on our podcast and everything. So he's an important figure.
They know what they're doing with those, don't they?
They sure do. Great idea. Yeah.
A monkey magic watcher as a kid, he says as well.
Exactly.
We've talked about monkey magic. Yeah.
Additionally, loved the connection watching Monkey. So yeah, that's possibly how. And that was episode 16 for us. One of our favorites, my favorites that we did about the Monkey King and the monkey magic talk and everything like that. That was a real fun one. He's talking about the sculpt and paint apps, feel in hand, shelf presence, 10 out of 10 nearly across all the figures I purchased in 2023's figure of the year. So, wow. Oleg Tiger, have Alcatar is his number two. So, awesome figure. Love the sculpt and paint apps. If someone told me I would love a fig with orange paint, I wouldn't believe them. Interesting. when I look at him, I can instantly imagine his character in animated shows, live action shows and books. Can't give much higher praise than that. Number three is someone we didn't really include in any of our tops.
We mentioned this, didn't we, after the fact? We were like, you know what we didn't say.
And that wasn't because we forgot him. He just wasn't in any of our top tens. But High Warden Slog, weird, and what I want to see from Posmix, so well executed and feels like holding a rock. Great shelf presence. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's a very cool figure. It's just one of those that, as we said, only need the one, though. Stick him on the shelf. He looks great.
And you with Slog, Rich?
Was he something you
held on to, or Rich?
Yeah. He's on display. He's sort of on display in the trashed display room that I have. So yeah, soon he will be proudly on display.
I probably mentioned I just didn't like the black kind of dry brushing on his arms and feet.
You mentioned you weren't a fan of that, yeah.
But it does go with the story.
Weird way to do.
But it, But yeah, it was a bit, I don't know, sloppy, but maybe that was what they were going for. So you can never criticize the paint apps in a way, because they're all, you know, they're normally what they're trying to go for. So it's maybe more the design choice rather than the paint app.
Did you guys, taking a slightly off topic, but still on slog, I think, was it Brian C., I think, that redid some of the pipes coming out of him so that he could hold the scanner in both hands? That was very clever.
It looked really good, cool, didn't it? Yeah,
Brian, I've seen, he's still pumping out so much stuff. I just don't know where he gets the work ethic or the, I don't know, anything. It's amazing. He's obviously just more driven than I am.
A lot more driven than I am.
Yeah, same here.
Attila Liasir 2, so getting a core character. So that's, again, somebody coming in later to the line. So, yeah, you can see that thing getting a core character. Great sculpt, great gold paint apps, and very cool accessories. Yeah, I mean, he's a cool figure. He was on our lists. Novian Lean, great in hand, so much that it could be used for, and love the Predator vibes with the head sculpt. Yep.
Yeah.
He definitely has Predator vibes. And then his top three announcements. So Mythics number one is no surprise. The biggest surprise for the year, that pick of Atlas on Bodvar is instantly He-Man on Battle Cat-like iconic. Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So his number one is Bodvar. His number two is Exiles Under the Mountain. His number three is Barodak. So like we said, that's the big ogre dude. From All-Star 6. Cosmic number one was a clear number one, likely to be the first time I buy two of the same figure. Wow. And that's Kern Ray. Yeah, I could definitely. There's
super excited.
You have to buy two of her, don't you?
You really do with the different stuff. Yeah.
And just the parts as well. Awesome. And then obviously you need four if you're a customizer or more, possibly. And then Scourge is number two and Thraxian Scout number three. So he likes the weird and wonderful creatures. So no surprise then that those guys are high on the list. So that was great feedback, Justin. As I said, like always, you give us some great posts. So next up is Kirby Smith. What do you think Kirby went with number one? Rich, because I know you.
Swig, by any chance?
It's Swig. Yes, correct. Being one of the, definitely one of the ringleaders in the Goblin group, the Malignancy. So no surprise for Kirby's a big Goblin fan. And he says, Swig, a mighty fine Goblin that will steal your heart and sell it back to you. So there you go. So I feel bad now for Kirby for the bad things I said about Swig. I just didn't like his soft goods, as I said. But anyone,
you really didn't like Swig.
Anyone, say some good things about Swig then to balance it out here for you. No,
I like him. Okay. I'm a bit. I had to wind up the dwarf fans. I quite like the goblins as well as the dwarves. I like the funny shaped figures. You know,
he's just. He's just an evil looking son of a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yep. All right.
And I didn't mind the soft goods.
So he's number two and three kind of related. So it's two is the Sphexian Guard and three is the Block Commander, Sphexian Block Commander.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great picks.
They sort of go hand in hand, don't they?
So. And someone who likes goblins, you could definitely see the attraction of these type of insectoid figures, even if they're quite big. But number four is Deluxe Oleg Thaygar. Yeah, he's just a popular figure all in. And then to balance everything out maybe with his goblin love is the Tusk Scientist for that fresh, clean feeling. So there you go. So, I mean, I like the Scientist as well, I have to say. You know, I know the Sentry
is going to be...
Sorry, Matt, Rich,
I was going to say the Scientist is going to be the base for my Templars of Doom.
There you go. Yeah,
I love the Scientist.
Are any of the heads that I'm painting going on Templars of Doom? Not that we want too much dead air.
I don't think they are, actually. No. Okay.
Okay, well, I'd like to eventually paint one Templar of Doom, so, you know, keep me in mind.
Apologies, John. I will, yes.
Anyway.
But, you know, as nobody can see John's face now, I'm now dead to John.
Not at all, no. If you get a box of unpainted heads back in the post, then you'll realise.
Then you're dead to me.
With no note or nothing. All right.
All broken.
And then a few more to round us out. So the last one, these were all from Facebook, and the last one from Facebook was Blaze Bear. And he said, the only thing that I'd put in my top five that I haven't seen in other lists is the War of the Atherblade female elf. I think we had one shout from her for her already.
We did.
From, was that from Kevin Boots? So she says the orc set. So Blaze says the orc sets are okay, but the elf sets are fantastic in his opinion. So there you go. Then on Instagram, so Instagram Shredder 1982, that's Ben from the Toy Power podcast, the Headless Horseman reissue, so the retailer version, he got that. He really, really likes it. He's one of these people that I think would go down the rabbit hole of all this stuff, but he has a very big collection of vintage and, you know, a pretty full collection room as it is. If you've ever gone onto his Instagram page, you'll see he has a really cool collection room and not much shelf space left. And the one thing I can tell you for sure is these guys that we're talking about, they take up shelf space.
Yes, they do. And if you're only going to get one or a few, it's one of the best ones to get, isn't it? It's
it sure is, yeah.
I'd still argue that horse is probably the most... Atheon's pretty cool, but the Headless Horseman's horse is a fun one.
Yeah,
like John, it. Get the sound effects going. You can't decide again. Quick.
No. yeah, no, but I do agree. Boreas is good too, though. I have him lying around ready to go up on the shelf. He's a nice build.
Still in the box horse. Somewhere. Yeah,
I did. Ben asked me to paint a flame sword in... that kind of glow, that kind of green glow type scheme. So I've done that for him. I got one of those swords from Uncle Jim's workshop. So he first asked me if there was any 3D parts makers that do kind of that type of swords. So I remember, I think I asked you, Rich, what do you think? And you said, I think it's Uncle Jim. And I looked him up and yes, indeed. So I basically sent him the screenshots and said, which one do you want? And he picked it. And I said, okay, I'll order it. I'll paint it up and send it to you and we can sort it out. So he's happy with that. I did the paint job already, which I was very happy with. I have to say that got me energized again for painting, and I hadn't done that kind of a scheme before with the kind of green glow. So I really enjoyed doing that and learning a bit about it. And so very happy with that.
And is he the one that you sent the figures to ages ago, John? It took about a year to get.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's going to get it in 2025.
No. This time I'm going to send it slightly different way. So basically,
by tracking.
Properly tracked. Yeah, exactly.
By tracking him, dragon drone. Yeah,
dragon drone. Yeah. Then he'll definitely get it in 2026. So then last but not least, our friend Ralph Mouse, a DC Motu nerd on Instagram. So he gave us his list of top 10 in order. So number one, Novian Lean. Number two, Oleg Tigar. Number three, Vorga. Number four, Monkey King. Then Deluxe Oleg. So he has, the first Oleg was the, he's done a lot of customs with that guy, hasn't he? With the bare torso Oleg.
Yeah, he has. There's lots of Snake Men customs and that sort of stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, we're loving those. Xylernian Guard, then Zarian Spire, the Bronze Dwarf 2. There you go. Was that this year? Or no, I think we're maybe Cavern Dwarf 2. I think we're talking
Cavern Dwarf 2, I think he's thinking of,
Duban, and then Swig. So that's his top 10. He's a big dwarf guy as well, Ralph, so I'm not surprised to see a dwarf in there. So there you go, that's it. Not too much we could criticise, except for the Noble Bear love that Rich continues to deny.
Who would criticise people picking Noble Bear? Who?
Who? Only you.
Me, yes.
Very good. Well, thanks for all the feedback. We really enjoyed going through it, and great to hear what other people think and give us a little bit of perspective on our picks as well. So until the next one, let's move on to our predictions for 2024. So there you go, predictions for 2024. So what we had thought was we could, on Rich's suggestion, we split it up into Mythic Legions, Cosmic Legions, Figura Obscura, and then when the waves will arrive, what waves will arrive maybe and when, and what figures will be revealed. That sound about right, Rich?
It does, although I'm now thinking that me putting myself out there, making confident guesses about when the waves will arrive, it just set myself up to fail. But hey, people can laugh at me later down in the year. So
yeah, but it also maybe gives people a ballpark about what we're thinking at this time of the year.
It's, yeah,
and none of this is, shall we say, correct or insider information. But this is what we think, and being collectors of the lines for a long time, this is kind of based on a little bit of past knowledge and hopefully future predicting ability. So Mythic Legions, do you want to kick it off in order of the sections or do a run through the whole year? The sections, okay. Mythic Legions then. So we've just had Red Suns, so what are we thinking then, Rich?
New factions, that's the first thing on my list, is at last, when that's meant with all due respect to all the other current factions, we'll get new factions this year, probably at G-Con.
Okay.
But yeah, new factions will finally arrive.
Okay, you see, I've kind of gone, will be interesting to see how waves are done, because I don't necessarily think we will get new factions. Might get one, right? But, and I've said, I think we'll see an end. We will see an end to that versus element.
Yeah.
For the waves, I think they'll do something different. What that is, I don't know. Because I've also gone, I think this is going to be an epic year for Mythics. Reveals, not just what we get in hand, but reveals. Do you want me to carry on? Because I've kind of, basically, I've kind of done it a bit bitty. So I think this Maverick sort of joked about it or touched on it, but I do think this might be the year we get a dragon, with it being the year of the dragon. And what... is it 20th anniversary? What anniversary are we on?
25th anniversary.
25th anniversary. Crikey. So I think there's going to be something big at Legions Con, whether it's in size, which would be the dragon, or meaning. I'm not sure.
Do you know what? I'm going to throw a curveball slightly. I 100% agree. We'll definitely see a dragon this year. But I'm wondering, and I could be completely off here, whether it'll be an in-stock drop.
No.
So to really catch people off guard and just sort of go...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Look how full their
place is of boxes already with the reinforcements and all that. That's crazy. I was going to say, actually, the funniest
thing... People want time as well.
The funniest thing I've heard about the dragon theories is someone was theorizing that it's going to be there to pick up at Legions Con, just going to be on the table, a bit like the Valiant Knight. And I was like, that's literally the worst idea ever. Have you seen Rich's suitcase?
That would rule out anyone traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be too epic a reveal, a drop for them to do anything other than on the screen at G-Con.
Yeah, screen and maybe, in a box, in a booth, kind of a prototype in a booth.
But
having product there to pick up, no, I don't even see them ever, maybe even ever selling it at shows, It's just too big if it's going to be that size.
It might, but
as I said, I'd be much more down for smaller dragons, a wave of five little kind of...
absolutely.
12-inch dragons or whatever. That would be...
What if they did like a mount-sized dragon? That'd be quite cool.
Yeah, exactly. Mount for a figure, yeah. That's what I want. Yeah. No, someone else would say a 3-foot dragon is a mount for a figure, just put a little saddle on it.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Although I suppose, actually, maybe it is by the time you've added a tail and a...
just a bit bigger than the horses, yeah. But
yeah, well,
people would be underwhelmed with that, and I just don't think.
Yeah.
I just don't think they'll do it.
Because I occasionally like to throw out those big pitches. What if it's not a dragon? And because it has been suggested and mentioned, it is something they'd like to do. We get a playset.
Oh wow!
And we get the Castle of Foresides playset.
Yes, absolutely love that.
What if that's what we get?
That would be superb.
Yeah, would be
absolutely. That hadn't occurred to me, Mal. That would be amazing.
Yeah,
I wonder. There's a little part of me wonders. Maybe they'll save the dragon, and we'll get something more like that. As I say, we'll get something big, whether it's the dragon or something else that's big, size or meaning.
I just think they've been saving the dragon for so long now that it's at the point now where they either need to do it or not do it, you know?
Well, and also it being the year of the dragon.
Yeah,
and
it's just too many things are lined up.
It's too good, isn't it? It's too good.
Like you can imagine the meeting two years ago where they said, all right, 2024 is the year of the dragon. Let's do it then. You know, so I think that's probably what's been done, you know? And you have to also think that that's probably when they started working on it. So, you know, a lot of water has passed under the bridge since then, but, you know, and they could maybe change things up, but there's probably a lot of work already gone into it. So I think it's going to be a dragon, It's just questioning me whether it's going to be revealed at Legion's Con, which seems the most likely, or whether there's going to be something in the summer. Maybe that's going to be their big summer announcement.
I think that'll be cosmic again.
My thing with Mythic
spoiler
for this year is I don't think there's going to be an All-Stars wave this year. That's my prediction for Mythic this year.
Oh, really?
I say I think there will be.
Yeah, I think there will be too.
Okay, well.
That's the one thing I feel more sure of than what is going to happen with the other waves, because with other waves, with other reveals, I think Rich could be right. They could reveal a new faction, but
I just think it's a combination of they're getting enough of that through the reinforcements, and possibly the sales figures for the All-Stars are not where they are. And I think they'll probably do better with the version 2s. So I think it's more likely they'll do a wave that's heavy in version 2s. And they would do an All-Stars.
So I think slightly differently with the All-Stars. I think this time they're going to go down the route, like go big and then potentially stop it, because they talked about not doing it, et cetera, et cetera. So I think rather than just like one alumni character like last time, they might actually do quite a few this time. So it might be like, you know, all the older figures that we've not had released yet that they don't intend in version 2s of, they're all in there. You can get 3 or 4 of them.
That'd be cool. I'd be quite up for that one. That'd be more interesting that way, at least.
It would. And then that I think that would enable them to tick the box of giving people what they want, and at the same time going, and that, do you know what? We're going to stop doing the All-Stars for at least a year now. We'll move on to something different.
Yeah, I think.
But I also think, to spice up the All-Stars wave as well, and this is probably one of my more ridiculous suggestions, but I think they do the alumni thing, but then to really go for it in style, I wouldn't be surprised if they released the 4 Great Beasts at the same time.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah. The 4 Great Beasts and Helios and Selene. Thank you very much. I'd love it.
Funnily enough, that was
they
my
did
other,
that for the G-Con wave.
Yeah, that was my other, that was my other thing I'd got written down for if they didn't do a dragon or a playset, maybe that would be the thing, you know, that big thing would be those beasts. And I didn't think about the other two, but yeah,
that sounds good. Yeah,
but that's an All-Star wave I would wholeheartedly endorse and buy lots of.
Excellent. Yeah, shall we move on to Cosmic then? I think we've kind of covered. Do we think more reinforcements?
Can I check? I was going to say, I've got a few more mythic things.
Yeah, go for it.
So because it's so the Year of the Dragon thing and the All-Stars and that sort of thing, but I've also been thinking about the 25th anniversary of Four Horsemen, and it's the men bit that has got me thinking. So I'm hoping maybe we could get like some beast men like Warhammer Beastmen sort of thing. So it ties in with that Xylona stuff. That would be great. Or Dragon Men. Again, it's Year of the Dragon. It's the horse men thing. So maybe, you know, a few Dragon Men characters might be a really good thing to get as part of that as well.
That sounds good. And yeah,
that'd be cool.
Maybe no Motu characters. This is no PowerCon this year. So no Motu homages.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad thing, I don't think.
Yeah, well.
At all.
You're not the biggest fan of them, are you? It depends on what they are.
The two cosmic ones worked really well. Mm. I think if they stuck with the cosmic stuff, then that could be a way to go. As long as Clawful's in there somewhere.
Although I did like the two mythic ones last year as well that we received. So they were from the previous PowerCon. You didn't like Okiatos, I know. But
No. I liked the principle until I got him in hand, and I wasn't impressed in hand. It was just too bright and didn't really work for me. Which is weird, as it's a vampire.
Yeah,
and multi-armed. But
true. Yeah, and spider. Yeah.
Oh, right. And then my other thing, so for G-Con, so I could see what Miles saying about the dragon being at G-Con, and I get that, but I'm hoping it's not, because I'm hoping that we'll have the two new factions, one of which would be Lizard Men, maybe with Snake Men. Now, you know my passion for this, so yes. This is maybe me hoping rather than thinking sensibly. And also some sort of race of sea people or ocean stuff. Because Jeremy's sort of said a couple of times, Mythos is surrounded by an awful lot of ocean.
Yeah.
So the anthropomorphic, like shark men, you know, tentacled hands, all this sort of stuff would... I'd be sat there squealing at Legion's Con. It'd be embarrassing.
And on the plus side for them, they won't be getting bothered by pirates. Because apparently we won't be getting pirates.
Exactly, yeah. Or they are the pirates.
Maybe they are the pirates, yeah.
Yeah, like Pirates of the Caribbean style, sort of tentacled faces.
Exactly, yeah. 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 Yeah, we're not ripping off that film, but these not are got all, the tentacled faces yeah. and that.
Right, and then anything else from Mythic Ridge?
Only, I wouldn't be surprised if we get a new mount type of some sort.
Type of mount, so not another horse.
Yeah, no, so not a horse, so maybe they could do a goat or a boar or something like that.
Yeah, you were already kind
those of legs.
Hoping for that with Red Suns, weren't you? Rising
yeah,
Suns,
I mean, so. Then those legs would sort of be fairly interchangeable, so you just need a new main body part for you know, and a head sort of thing. So maybe something like that would be good. Or a shark if they go down the ocean. I can dream big, you know, great big hammerhead shark or, you know, a megalodon carrying them into battle. Who knows?
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Right, shall we move on to Cosmic then?
Yeah.
Mal, you're the Cosmic man here.
I think Cosmic's going to be pretty straightforward this year, pretty easy. Jeremy, if I remember rightly, Jeremy's already said that they're going to do the reveal of the wave, which will be the summer G-Con, I guess, for Ishcon this year.
Yeah.
Which is cool. That's because it's filling that PowerCon slot. And I think it'll be Ogg's Crew Book 2 or Book 3. And then the other reveal in the year will be the other one. I think it's...
Hasn't he said...
Did I say when the Ishcon thing was? Because I missed that completely.
It's filling the same sort of space that PowerCon
July,
did. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that'll just depend on how many waves they want to try and get out, whether they want to try and get Ox Crew Wave 2 out early in the year.
That's what I wonder,
that three or, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we might get another outpost wave because they can have a smaller wave to pad things out then, but do they need it? If they do two
or
three,
at the moment, yeah.
We'll see. How about you guys?
That's pretty much nailed it for me. I just had the two waves.
Same here, yeah, just the two Ox Crew waves. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we get a skate back in a different colour. Or maybe one with a saddle on or something like that, so you could have one of the Thraxian scouts riding one or something like that.
That'd be cool.
I'd love to see a robot Legion builder. I think that'd be a nice, easy one for them to do.
Yeah.
And introduce robot for our base sort of thing. Yeah.
So ISHCon is the 3rd of August, 2024.
Right.
There you go.
Okay, yeah.
It's a one-day event. And it's in Carolina, isn't it? North Carolina?
I think it's North Carolina somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. Very good. That's Cosmic. I think they'll just kind of get into, you know, keep the momentum of Cosmic. Do we think any Cosmic waves? So we got the Outpost Axis is going to come this early this year, isn't it? Or mid,
yeah.
Mid this year. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Looking forward to that.
And then towards the end of the year, we'll get Book One, I think. Ooh. Wouldn't be surprised if it's around.
That would be nice.
Legion's Con. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, the table at Legion. We'll have to talk about that at some stage, but the table at Legion's Con next year.
Yeah.
Definitely two suitcases. Yeah. Going to see if I can get a deal on the two suitcases. Figura Obscura. Wow. So this year we had obviously the retailer wave. So do we think we're going to get another retailer wave announced?
I don't think we'll necessarily get a wave. I think we might get the retailer version of the Monkey King because of how popular that's been.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about anything else because I think it's too soon for maybe Marley and I suppose no, they maybe not.
Yeah, because it's just going to be pre-order anyway, even if it's a retailer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It'll still be another year probably by the time they get it.
I'm not sure how they do a reseller version of Mask of the Red Death, though.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't. Yeah, maybe that will break the cycle of there's always a retailer version of it.
Yeah, I could see them do the Monkey King, definitely. And he's a super popular character.
Yeah, Monkey King.
I'm still a little, not a big deal, but I'm a little bit disappointed that the Mythic figures didn't come the same time as the Figura for that retailer wave.
I reckon they'll show up early.
Yeah, they will, for example, March, I didn't get
because kind of
I ordered them together. Obviously, I mean, it's not a big deal, but my retailer is kind of holding my order until they all arrive. You know?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's just a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
Okay. Any idea? I mean, predicting Figura Obscura is a bit. I mean, we obviously think maybe next Christmas the ghost of.
One of the ghosts.
You think, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
that's kind of the tease, isn't it? And then other than that, I've suggested
maybe
a bit something a bit more horror themed again towards October, but maybe not.
Yeah, the timing. So this year was wasn't it end of May, June for the Monkey King, and then it was November for the Red Death, and Jacob Marley was obviously close to Christmas. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we'll get something nearer the beginning of the year this time then, but what it would be.
Yeah, I don't know, because we're talking February for the reinforcements and the various. That's going to be a big in stock, basically, with the reinforcements, the Valiant Knight, and the Legion's Configures. So,
my hope, if we have an early in the year Figura Obscura, would be another one of the Monkey King characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
That would be awesome.
My kid today was even saying, when are we getting that tiger from the Monkey King box?
Yeah, because you've got the tiger, you've got the pig, and you're not tying it into a particular season or time of year or anything like that. So that could be a good time to drop something like that.
Now, I know they have teased about the ghosts of Christmas will return, but I don't think they want to make Figura into kind of a line of stuff. Yeah. I think they want to keep it very much one-off, but those are so cool that I still want to hope.
Unless they go absolutely crazy and give us a 3-pack.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it'd be a very different thing.
It'd be a hard sell, though, you know.
But as you said, otherwise it's going to be like, there's another one this year, then another one in 25, and then another one in 26. Then do you have a Scrooge as well? And then all of a sudden it's 6 or 7 years down.
Isn't really going to bring in a new fans, though, isn't it? And that's kind of the purpose. Because, you know, no one's going to drop 180, 200 quid on the 3-pack, you know.
Maybe you've just nailed it, though, Rich. Maybe actually this year it's going to just be the ghosts of Christmas past and present and future, you know, throughout the year, so that we got them all by
the end of the year. I just don't know how well they'd sell in June, nah. You know? You know?
Nah. Yeah.
Other than just problem, cool figures, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the problem. They kind of
so
fit.
So I think it's clear we have no clue. And it's going to be exciting, and we'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah, the only other thing I'd check out there would be, and we mentioned it before, but Blackbeard.
Ah, yeah.
I think with that coat, they're going to use it. And he's, you know, he's the most iconic pirate, I would say. Yeah. Particularly with the fuses in his beard and all that. You could make him really quite demonic almost.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's the element of what's... Oh, I forget what the term is, but property that they can use without having to pay royalties for. Oh, yeah. So it kind of depends
royalty
on
free,
that.
Royalty free, basically.
And, yeah, royalty free. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do a Steamboat Mickey, because that's now royalty free.
Yeah.
The trademark expired, the patent, whatever it is, expired on that about a week ago. So, yeah, it's like, you know.
There you go.
Already people have got horror games lined up and things. Yeah.
I still want the big birds that Chris did. I still want that.
That would be incredible.
Yeah. and a Cookie Monster then to go with it. And Dreamline would be a
little bag of cookies instead of
Muppets or Sesame Street.
Well, Jeremy would be well on board with that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he sure would. So let's see. So in order to get us out of here today, have we got some predictions about when we might get stuff and when things might be revealed?
Yeah, I'll go first. Yeah, and shoot off the foot. The really out there prediction, which is the only one I know for a fact will be true, is Poxus in January, because they've said it will be arriving in January.
And we're January.
I'm then thinking April for Outpost Axius.
Okay, cool.
I think it's a fairly quick turnaround because it's all parts they've already got tooled.
See, I went March.
Ah, there we go. Even better. So, Necronominus in August. I think it would have been sooner, but the Pox has been delayed, so that's dropped back to August now, a couple of months because of that. And then I think All-Stars 6 will follow on in October. It was tooled, a lot of it was tooled about the same time as Necronominus, so the stuff's already, you know, quite a way down the line, so I think that'll actually be hurried along and will come out this year as well. But I don't think we'll get Ox Crew this year. I think that's going to slip into 25 would be my guess.
Yeah.
We've had so much Cosmic recently. I think if they have to push something, it's going to be that.
Yeah, I think you might be right there that something has to push. Yeah. And then we've still got into 25 is going to go Rising Suns, obviously, as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, have you anything different than that, Mel, or?
It was pretty, I mean, I had Necronominus a bit earlier, but I think Rich is probably right, to be fair. I think his dates there seem pretty good. You know.
Very good. And then what about reveals? So when do you think now? So we're in January, and anyone have a prediction when we're going to get our next reveal? We obviously think February we're going to get the in-stock for the reinforcements and all that. That's Jeremy has mentioned that number of times, so I think we can put that down. So then we're into already March. Anything?
They're going to give themselves enough time to get the reinforcement stuff out, so that's going to take us into March. So I'm saying end of March, maybe start of April. I think that's when Ox Crew Book 2 will be revealed.
Okay.
Because it's a smallish wave, so I think they can do it outside of something like Ishcon. If they want to, and Ishcon can still be a big thing with the third one. I'm then going All-Stars 7 in May/June, so give themselves a couple of months after the Ox Crew one.
So I'm gonna call that not All-Stars 7, but I'm gonna call it how would you say the version 2? So kind of 2.0 version 2. Kind of a version 2 characters wave. Yeah. I'm looking for All Stars. Yeah.
Maybe they could call it a reworked wave or something like that.
Yeah. Or maybe heavy hitters wave. Yeah. Something like that.
Otho's wave.
Yeah, that's where we're going to get the Otho one. But I don't, as I said, I don't think we're going to get any All-Stars in that. You think maybe more we're going to get more alumni than anything else?
Yeah, I think that would be a good way for them to like go, yeah, and now we're done with All-Stars for a couple of years, let's move on to something different.
And the fella that's always looking for the Fury Arc is going to be upset, so...
Anyway. There's one on the Jones 1234 at the moment, if he's interested.
There you go.
Ox Crew Book 3 I had down for August/September. If it's going to be at Ishcon in August, then that would tie in with that. And that would be, I guess that'd be quite a good thing for Ishcon because it would finish off the Ox Crew thing. So if they had a particularly cool character at the end or something like that, they could do that. And then G-Con in November, obviously.
And for G-Con, you're talking about...
The new factions, I genuinely think that we'll get two new factions.
Brilliant.
At G-Con. I think they're going to try and spread their wings a bit and give us different stuff.
Selene, Helios, and the Beasts is what I'm hoping for at G-Con.
Mm.
Now, I know that's not, you're thinking two new factions totally, but that's what I'm hoping for anyway.
If it's Selene leading her faction of sea people and sharks and that sort of stuff, then I'm all on board for it. Versus Helios with his lizard men, you know, faction, then that's a perfect fit for me.
Selena be leading her bunnies and, you know, all those nice animals, squirrels and stuff like that.
No, I think Rich is pretty close to spot on with these sort of dates and timings. They seem reasonable. I'm with you though. I think, and this is what I say, Winter G-Con, it's going to be a big reveal. I don't think it'll be waves. I think it'll be, you know, something to mark the anniversary and its Legions Con, whether it's a dragon, a playset, or a big wave like you sort of suggested of the four.
Yeah. So, that would be fun. Yeah.
So a dragon being ridden by a lizard man, then this is what
he's desperate for those lizard men.
I really am.
one can live and dream, huh? And hope. Very good. So is that all our predictions? Yeah. Should we get out of here before my connection goes?
Yeah, I'm predicted out.
Well, thanks for that, guys. And check us out, patreon.com/theEuroLegionsPodcast. We'll be plastering it everywhere. Apologies in advance. But we just want to get this up and going, see how we get on. So I think that's us for this week. First one of 2024. Looking forward to many more. Take it easy, guys.
Yep. Stay safe, Happy everybody. Watch out for sharks and lizard men.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!